Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here. I call her the basically like an ancient Deborah, the Hebrew general of the Israeli army, talking about the truth about what's going on. And I totally agree with basically everything Deborah says. The only twist I would say is, yes, it's all a sham. Yes, it's a play act, including the martial law that even Donald Trump has done, which we need to remind him that he needs to stop playing this game with us and get down to the fact we're returning to a constitutional republic, and the fact that we actually should have constitutional law, and we need to have civility come back to our country, including the incivility of letting foreign powers like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers dictating through their proxies of corporations like Right Wing Watch and the Rothschilds, actually to control our power grid, putting up 5G network that's toxic to our biology.
Dr. Bill, they also control the resilient cities, the smart cities.
Oh, yeah, all the United Nations. It's all, they're all through their foundations. I mean, they control virtually everything.
I have some breaking news today, and I really want to get to that, too.
Get right to it. Yeah, go ahead.
So, again, on StopTheCrime.net, on the YouTube channel, please get this out far and wide. I have some very important YouTubes. One is entitled Death of the Farm, Biotech Food and Pharmaceuticals Part 1. Farm is F-A-R-M, Aceuticals. Again, just type Death of the Farm. Please go to StopTheCrime.net to the YouTube channel. The next YouTube that you must watch is the testimony of Ronald Bernard, a former Dutch banker. We'll talk about that a little more in a minute. The next one, of course, is the interview I did with Dr. Bill, actually you, Dr. Bill, and it's entitled Deborah Tavares on the Dr. Bill Show. Please get this global genocide plan out far and wide. The next extremely important YouTube is by Christy Allen, MK Ultra survivor. And I'm going to talk about what you're going to see at this testimony that was held this year, April the 16th through the 18th of 2018, in London, and it was a testimony of the ITNJ Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse. Understand what has happened. You will see admissions, and again, if you go to StopTheCrime.net, onto that YouTube channel, and you click on to Ronald Bernard, former Dutch banker, you can get into the entire testimony of many people. And here's what you're going to hear about. Live organ harvesting testimonies, survivor testimonies, financial corruption and collusion. And this is essential that everybody listen to this, because we're going to talk about the victims that are lined up at our border, the refugees, and it's not only against our border, their borders in Venezuela, Colombia, France, it doesn't matter. There's refugees everywhere. We're going to cover that.
Yeah, even India, where, you know, $7,000 for a kidney.
Yeah, we're going to cover that in a second, but here's what people need to know about this International Tribunal for Natural Law and Justice, and it was launched, this Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse at an inaugural seating in Westminster, London, on April 16th through the 18th. The filmed testimonies are now available via the official commission site to the press, public, and all interested institutions, organizations of government. The principal intention behind this commission is to not stagnate the witch hunts or individuals, but to set in motion a culture that is aware of sex abuse and the trafficking. The goal was to achieve in a many-month period of time what governments and leaders of the world have failed to do for centuries, shed the full light of truth on the nature and extent of the human trafficking and sex abuse pandemic. Seatings were taking place in Washington, The Hague, and Rome in the months ahead. An official commission report will be published and issued to the world at large at the declaration event in Rome at the close of the inquiry. This is extremely important, too. The Michelle Young case was a special hearing adjunct to the commission of inquiry. This ongoing case demonstrates how court systems in the United Kingdom use fraudulent means to asset strip both individuals and companies of their wealth. Falsified documents are being submitted to the courts through registers offices in order to falsely prove legitimacy prior to the court utilizing such instruments for the purpose of forcing bankruptcies. The findings of Michelle Young case are being made available to the press and public in the expectation that this disclosure will stem the flow of corruption and collusion taking place across the United Kingdom, destroying the lives and livelihoods of countless souls, with compromising government and the crown in the process. So this is huge. Everybody that is listening, go to stopthecrime.net, click on the YouTube, the Ronald Bernard, former Dutch banker, listen to his half an hour testimony. I think it will become patently clear how all of these entangled policies of dehumanization and the reduction of all resources and access to resources, not only by all of us living and breathing humans, but all animals and plants on this planet. You will see the hatred that has been created amongst thousands and thousands and thousands of the controllers that control the monetary system. You will understand what some of the confessions have been about city council members and board meeting members and judges, that they are judges and council members by day, but Illuminati by night. Understand the degree of the psyops and the mind control that has taken place. Now let's look, for example, for a minute before I disclose some breaking news about water. But I wanted to just talk about the forced migrations globally out of various countries. We're seeing them again being abused here at the United States border. Understand this is all part of an MKUltra program. These families that are fleeing their homes on foot and traveling in caravans to seek safety within the United States border have already been fully traumatized. The children as well. These families are fleeing because they're grabbing the boys and radicalizing them. They're sex trafficking the little girls, and so they're traveling for months to get to a border and seeking asylum here in the United States, to only be further traumatized by MKUltra programs, which is what the separation of children from their parents is. Look up Parens Patriae in order to understand what our country has been doing all along. Parens Patriae means the government is our parent. So this is why we are seeing children literally sent to these homes where they're presumably taken care of, these homes where they're literally put into sex abuse and they're demoralized further. We're talking about a recent case here in Northern California, and it happens all over. So this is just one case. But here at the Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, boys' home. For years, the executor of this home, the executive of this home, was sexualizing boys. It was an all-boys home. A whistleblower reported on this and was silenced and fired. He recently won a case, and I believe it was about $1 million settlement with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department here in Northern California. And they were on the verge of closing down this Hannah Boys home, but it's now remained open. Understand, the children are sent in homes, are marginalized, sexualized, trafficked, MKUltra, and this is what is leading our government. Hatred of human beings, hatred of all living things.
Yeah.
We're on to a break.
We're on break right now. We'll be back in a minute with more from Deborah. We have lots more news to broadcast. Go ahead.
I absolutely do, Dr. Bill. So now, again, for everybody that's listening, please go to stopthecrime.net. Go to those YouTubes that I've already mentioned about the destruction of our food supply, part one. There is a very, very interesting but very well-done parody about PG&E, how PG&E started the California fires. It's an instant classic share, and please download this and get this everywhere. Again, you can find these lined up on stopthecrime.net on the YouTube channel. Again, The Death of the Farm. Please, please listen to this. Get this out far and wide. We'll be doing a part two coming up. Again, I was talking about the International Tribunal and those talking about child trafficking and sex enslavement and live human organ manipulation as well. Please, please share this far and wide and understand this is what is happening. Also, again, I can't underscore the global genocide plan with charts and maps and dates. Literally, the plan has dates and graphs that take it up through 2018 to 2025, the countries and how they're going to reduce the population. And it is through what we're seeing now, the displacement of people walking off their country lands and walking elsewhere, like what we're seeing here and all over. So I want to get into...
By the way, it's called climate and resource manipulation. Please continue.
Yes, thank you. All right, so I've got to get into this because I will be posting another program that I did, Dr. Bill, out of the UK. And I've got some important information. We're sharing across the UK with people that I've known for years the information that and what they're experiencing versus the experiences that we're having. And we're finding some very, very interesting realities and comparisons here. But what I received today was a what is happening in China. Someone I know recently traveled to China, and they said, unless you have an iPhone, soon you won't be able to shop. So let's talk about that. This is not the breaking news, however. That is coming. This is really a cashless rollout, and it's happening in Seattle and other places across the globe as well. So let's talk about this, the cashless rollout. It's a checkout-free shopping, and it's heading to the UK. Tesco, T-E-S-C-O, an Amazon-style version of the TILless, mean cashless shopping, no one at the cash register, that will see customers use a smart app to scan items and pay online. The Scan Pay Go app has been installed or deployed on the smartphones. They now can scan barcodes and pay for shopping using the app, so all customers can scan the barcodes. They're being rolled out in stores across the UK and also in China. and they're talking about Britain's biggest retailer is a checkout-free method of payment for its convenience stores, and they're rivaling Amazon's Go service available in the United States. Britain, again, they say that this is a trial, this is a pilot. Again, this is not a trial, this is not a pilot. They're not trying this out. They've perfected it. Experimentation is over, and it is a rollout. So let's talk about this further. They talk about, again, in the stores in Britain, that the store is going cashless, cutting the time spent on customers' transactions. They went on to say that the store was serving customers at its checkout in about 45 seconds versus 90 seconds. They go on that Tesco convenience stores in Britain were already down to just 20% of payments by cash anyway, making a cashless rollout coming soon. U.S. retailer Amazon opened a checkout-free grocery store in Seattle to the public in January of 2018, moving forward on an experiment that begun in December of 2016 that would dramatically alter bricks and mortar retail stores across the country. The Seattle store, known as Amazon Go, relies on cameras and sensors to track what shoppers remove from the shelves and what they put back. So if you change your mind and put it back, it will come off of your tally on your app. They say that the cash registers and the checkout lines become superfluous. Customers are billed after leaving the store using the credit card on file. And in October of 2017, we were told that the firm was testing Amazon Go-style checkout-free supermarkets everywhere. It's unclear how long the trial has been running and how many stores are affected, they're saying, but they added that this has been going on for quite some time. And they spoke to the press about this, that they are the CEOs of this cashless rollout, and they say, we've got something we want. If we've got something we want to launch to all customers, we'll launch it. And we'll communicate about it after we launch it.
Wow.
To start shopping, customers must scan an Amazon Go smartphone app and pass through a gated turnstile. Deeper in the store, shoppers will find small selections of grocery items, including meats and meal kits. I want you to remember the word meal kits, because we're transitioning our food supply into a pharmaceutical-based application, so meal kits. They go on to say that Amazon's first Go store opened in Seattle earlier this year, and they're looking to expand in Chicago and San Francisco and more. They go on to say that there are sleek black cameras monitoring from above and weight sensors on the shelves that help Amazon determine exactly what people take. If someone passes back through the gates with an item, his or her associated account is charged. If a shopper puts an item back on the shelf, Amazon removes it from his or her virtual cart. Now, I want you to remember.
Virtual, meaning welcome to Matrix.
Well, Amazon owns Whole Foods, so I want everybody to think about that. So this is now happening in China. You can hardly shop in China unless you have an app. So let's talk about some other things. Horrific things, actually. I've been looking at the new strategies for the Climate Action Sustainability and Resilient City Attack by ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which means Local Council, International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. That's ICLEI. And
right.
Here is some of the things that we're finding in a brand new plan strategy that just came out in June of 2018. They say that urban areas account for about 70% of the global energy consumption and related greenhouse gas emissions. So country areas, they're saying, account to 70% of greenhouse gas emissions. The new strategy recognizes that immediate action to stop climate change. We're coming up to a break. We're going to continue with ICLEI on the other side. This is a takedown. This is a takedown of every square inch of this planet by Satanists and people that don't know any ends to money and the need to grab it and kill it.
Yeah. Amazing. Back in a moment. By the way, one of the things that people should realize is I agree with everything that Deborah's saying. I still will vote, for example, for Trump and his agenda, but I also want him to get a reality check. I'm trying to get through the media contacts, direct contact to Trump, because I don't honestly think either he's participating in this by martial law twice. He's actually authorized on the 8th of January the 5G network, and I'm not going to give him the quarter to say I think he's just uninformed.
Well,
but I think
funded by Thiel, who has Palantir, and they were in Saudi Arabia, Trump, with their hands on the ball.
You can see that they had the hands on that. By the way, Palantir, do you know what
data collection?
Do you know what Palantir is? Do you understand what that is?
You tell everybody. I got it on my website. So everybody that's listening to understand what Palantir is, it's predictive thought policing. They rolled it in.
Right. It's like pre-crime. It's like the Minority Report.
They rolled it in to New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina without the city council even knowing. It went through the mayors. You've got to watch out for all your mayors across the country. They're bringing in resilient methods to rebuild your cities.
Well, let's put it this way.
Get this out
this is an important point to make.
Break about ICLEI, and ICLEI is essential for everyone to understand. This is already augmented in your city through the United Nations policies that are approved and rolling.
By the way, let me insert this comment though. This is very important. It'll fit in with what you're saying. Without 5G network, they can't turn your city or your town or community into the matrix. Go ahead.
That's right, because it is the backbone of the requirement of all of the other attachments for it, such as virtual reality, such as AV, autonomous.
Palantir, everything. Pre-crime, even going to a grocery store like you mentioned earlier and walking up and then the cameras are watching you taking products at an Amazon Go store. People need to understand they're building the matrix, and you can see it there, even their policy in 2025 in China. And by the way, they're doing it in every country, including our country, Canada, Europe, everywhere. There's a little different modus, but every single territory on Earth, they're introducing the matrix. That's why they want to put 12,000 satellites. Continue.
Yeah, I want to continue with this information. Everybody can go and look this up for themselves. Again, I'm all about documents. You know that I've been a builder, and I look for documents. And so this document, again, is dated June the 21st, 2018. You type in ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, presents new strategy for climate action and sustainability. It's online. Get this. Your eyes will bulge. Again, though, Dr. Bill, I'm not yet to my breaking information, but I want to go over ICLEI so that everyone understands. So what they're doing is an urban transformation worldwide that will shift the trajectory of global development. The ICLEI Montreal commitment and strategic vision is a path and a pledge to advance the goals and aspirations set in the global sustainability development agenda. The strategy includes some of the following concrete goals: to promote 100% renewable energy everywhere, support industrial legacy cities in transitioning to sustainable economies, develop urban low emission, climate resilient, and mobility-friendly development strategies, and monitor all implementations. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Urban cities, okay? Again, the next item.
Yeah, they actually want to remove everybody from the wild. In other words, small-town cities and even farmers will be removed, and literally, so-called, the buffalo can roam. They don't want any population in anywhere except for these super resilient cities.
Yes.
In fact, they plan on 12 cities of 5 million where the entire remaining population in the United States is left there, and there's no towns and cities at all. That's their plan is.
But here is, again, the continuation of ICLEI's concrete goals. Lead the transition to a green economy through leading sustainable public procurement networks. We're going to talk about that a little more, because I've got another document that's relative to that. But also another concrete goal: connect climate action to urban development and engage local and regional governments in making national climate action plans. Support island communities at the front line of climate change and address land-based ocean pollution. lead the implementation of global biodiversity targets at the city and regional levels. They go on to say that the UN change welcomed those who are most ready to take action and understand the need for change are in the cities. Cities have the political power to influence national planning and to do this job. Now, I want to explain real fast. Our cities are all incorporated. They run on grants and policies that are all fomented by the United Nations. Your cities are in name only as far as your concept of government. They do not serve you. They are serving up a take-down agenda. Make no mistake. They go on to say that a group of NGOs, non-government organizations, presented what it will look like in the future and how things will be changed by 2050. Well, we won't make it by 2050. But they go on to say climate change will affect 1.6 billion people in 970 cities, causing a range of problems, including heat waves, drought, flooding, food shortages, blackouts, and social inequality. Now, this is weather weapons being used at full force. This is what is happening.
That's why we're having a climate weapon right now in the middle of this hot spring and summer. This is actually a weather weapon against the population. This is not due to CO2 levels rising, you know, astronomically. This is a weather warfare. In fact, we have a blocking hail in North Pacific that's blocked the Pineapple Express, which is why Northern California is drying out. You can see it from space, and weather technologists who are actually experts on this have stated this over the years. This high blocking high has been out there for more than 7+ years since Fukushima Daiichi.
Okay, so now what I heard from my overseas connections is there's some large fires in the UK now. There's a long waging drought right now in Ireland. Ireland is known as a very damp place. They're in drought. We're going to talk a little bit more about Ireland and some of those other regions because we're not told here what is going on.
But totally uncharacteristic.
Yeah,
it's one of the most humid places on Earth is Ireland. It's, the fact that it's got a drought now is anomalous. You have to look. A paradox or a problem is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. Please continue.
Yes, okay, so goes on, the Sickley Report. It points out that by 2030, the world will need to invest approximately $85 trillion in low-carbon climate resilient infrastructure, including transport and energy systems and buildings and industry, in order to meet the Paris Climate Action Agreement goals. And they go on. There's another document that we're going to talk about on a later show, Dr. Bill, but it's a World Bank couple hundred page document on how to finance climate and by development of banks and increased money flowing in to underdeveloped companies and countries. So I want to say this. We've got the Brookings Institute. We need to understand that these think tanks that are set up around the United States are thinking for the globalist and bringing all of us down. It is unbelievable what the Brookings Institute and other similar institutes are doing. They are leading the task and making recommendations. We talked about how the Brookings is involved with Verizon and the telecom industry, and how the Brookings Institute has talked and told the telecom industry they're moving too quickly to try to deploy small cells or 5Gs on the cities, even though it is a statutory mandate to do so. Remember, we run by statutes through the executive branch, not through voting and laws. So when you look at what the Brookings has to say about crushing our ability to speak, they have documents on that too. We're approaching the last segment of the program, and I'm going to break out some breaking news, so stay tuned.
Amazing. We pack a couple hours, I think 3 hours into 1 hour when we have Deborah on. Back in a moment. Stay tuned. welcome back. And Deborah, rock and roll. Go ahead.
Thank you. First, I just want to say we have 4th of July coming up in just a couple of days, and I want to say it's not about American independence. That's all an illusion to keep us in lockstep with the enslavement that has been entangled since the bankruptcy of the United States in 1933. We are all slaves. So understand, if you're going to fly the flag, consider flying it appropriately upside down. That means distress. We are in distress. So now I'm going to talk to you about some breaking news about water. I'm going to suggest everyone go to primarywater.org. Understand we don't have a shortage. Water is renewable. Now, having said that, you've got to listen to this new groundwater market that Rothschild, the World Bank, and Goldman Sachs and Rockefeller are up to. And this is starting now in Central California. Actually, this is a global takedown of groundwater. Listen to what they're saying. They say that it is a pilot program. I want to remind you all that they said that with the deployment of the smart grid, the smart meters. It was a pilot program. No, it is a global program. So now in Ventura County, which is in the mid section of California along the coastal area, they say that the state is working to comply with sustainable groundwater management acts and rules to curb overpumping of aquifers. Now you've got to hear this. Mm-hmm. The groundwater market is going to be replicated in agricultural areas across the country. And
uh-oh.
This is a global assault on groundwater. Listen to what they say. A use-it-or-lose-it system of water allocation has historically required growers in California to irrigate their land or lose their water rights, whether market forces compel them to grow crops or not. Now, in a significant breakthrough for the state's water economy, listen, water economy, a community of farmers near Ventura, California, are about to join a new groundwater market buying and trading system expected to begin 2 days ago, July 1st, 2018, which will allow farmers under the purview of the Groundwater Management Agency to fallow their own land and sell groundwater to other users willing to pay more than their crop sales would generate.
You're kidding.
Listen to this. I'm going to repeat this. It will allow the farmers to fallow their land and sell groundwater to other users willing to pay more than their crop sales will generate. They go on to say, this water market has been in the planning stages for a long time, and it's being launched, and this will serve as a model. We go on. They say that the Nature Conservancy has helped design and launch the program. It creates a powerful incentive for the region's growers who produce strawberries, lemons, celery, avocados, and among other crops to conserve water. If all you're allowed to do with your water is turn it into an agricultural product, there is an incentive to use all of it, and you end up with a race to the bottom of the aquifer. The new groundwater market not only limits each farmer to a specific water allocation, but may actually reward the farmer for not using the water and instead allowing other buyers and growers to buy it. The water market comes at the same time that California is working to implement the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
Wow.
Go on to tell us, such cuts could mean scaled back farm production and reduced revenue, and that's where the market will come in. It will allow for a quick and easy transition that will offer farmers the chance to sell one asset, water, if growing another one, fruits and vegetables, doesn't pencil out. So let's talk about this.
Whoa.
The food supply globally is being transitioned into farm, F-A-R-M, pharmaceuticals. Our food supply is going to be stolen from us by the diminishment of all the farms. Again, I can't underscore enough that you watch our YouTube, Death of the Farm. Go and listen to that. We're interviewing a farmer. We're going over what's happening in this country with farms. And we're going to have a part two. We're going to talk about who's involved. Of course, it's always the same players. Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, Rockefeller. In fact, in the takeover of the food supply, Rockefeller is aligning under the resilient cities to ship all of us meal kits of pharmaceutical food. This is the bottom line. It's all going to be GE, genetically engineered. And Monsanto...
Now, truly, Deborah... They've just changed the spelling slightly. That's all they've done. They've changed it from farm, F-A-R-M, to P-H-A-R-M. Is there
a
problem?
Well, that's my doing.
We're all being farmed, actually. The only thing they don't have, we don't have BA lessons.
Well,
you have to teach people how to BA better.
Now, Dr. Bill, we were the ones that have said it's pharmaceuticals, F-A-R-M, and I'll tell you why.
We were
in a meeting a few years ago in San Jose in California. We ended up at in a pharmaceutical meeting of about 20 pharmacists, and one of the things they talked about was the rebranding of pharmaceuticals into food. At the time, a few years ago, we did not understand the enormity of what that meant. Now we do. We have corporations and companies being funded by the most wealthy tyrants, demonizing the hatred for humans and all animals, financing the recreation of a pharmaceutical food supply. Again, a methodology in which we do not survive.
Right.
So, there again, we know that ICLEI now, I-C-L-E-I, has new race to the top to move all of us out of the rural areas into the cities, because rural areas, farms, currently traditionally grown food the way we've always had it in the United States is no longer sustainable. We're told that in all of the climate action plans that your cities, all of you listening, your countries, your cities have climate action plans. Certainly when I checked into Ireland and some of the other countries, they're on a fast track. And Ireland now, just as the United States, are putting in water meters. The one thing that's different in Ireland is that the citizens went in an uproar because these meters were rolled out in basically without any word at all. But the Irish people in some of the towns revolted. And while they deployed the wireless water meters, they have not yet turned them on. Now, I can only tell you, this is just to soothe the ruffled feathers of those in opposition. And some...
Yeah, but they don't understand the depth of how bad this is. This is a massive genocide.
It is.
Once they have the cage locked, the cybernetic cage lock with 5G network, once they've got everything moved to pharmaceutical food and food kits, once everything is actually in the matrix, then the killing fields start.
They already are, but I want to say the Brookings Institute has a very important document. It's called Blending Climate Funds to Finance Low-Carbon Climate-Resilient Infrastructure. And it's important to understand how we are being taken down. Now, the Brookings Institute was funded by Rockefeller. It's supported by the World Bank. And the think tank, presumably the think tank, are all many people from the Federal Reserve that have retired out of the Federal Reserve. We're taken down. Everyone that's listening, understand our reality. You've got to start growing your fruits and vegetables, become more self-reliant, and create a community amongst yourselves in order to survive this horrific, horrific slaughter of everything that's good and decent by those that are evil and Luciferian.
Yeah.
Go to stopthecrime.net. And Dr. Bill, thank you so much celebrate the 4th of July, but realize it's not for independence. We are absolutely and totally enslaved.
Banco side and foundational side, if you don't see the gathering clouds on the horizon, you don't see even things that are being done under the auspices of even Trump, which we need to inform him and get him to stop it, like 5G network. You have to understand what's coming is very vile.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.